right. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Miss Optimism Speaks Radio Show. And we have a lot to talk about right now. When I say a lot to talk about, we have a lot to talk about. So, ladies and gentlemen, unless you were under a rock or something, there's a lot of stuff that happened. With everything that's going on right now, it's really difficult to find out if we're in the 50s, the 40s, the 60s, are we in the 1800s? What is going on? We have protesters coming in that saying that these documents should still be in existence. Then we have some protesters coming in saying they should not be in existence. So we want to know what your thoughts are. You can most definitely go to our webpage, www.misoptimism.com. Talk about what you think. Do you think that these statues should be there or not? I mean, people are pissed. I know, I get it. People are through. People are saying that, you know, these statues should stay where they are. They're a piece of history. Then you have some other people saying they're offensive. They're hurtful. These statues and these documents and these flags and these monuments demonstrate nothing but racism, hate, you know, things of that nature. So some people are saying that they belong in a museum instead of belonging in the actual public eye. So we want to know what your thoughts are, what do you think. You could definitely comment on our Facebook page, Miss Optimism Speaks or Miss Optimism. And like I said, go ahead and give us a call or comment on our Facebook page or our website page or the Spreaker page. Either way, we are more than happy to hear from you. So shout out to everybody that's listening to the show right now. We are having a great time. Already I'm getting comments with this, and people are saying, no, we should not have those statues at all. These statues are hurtful. These statues should be diminished. They should be demolished, I should say. And not only should they be demolished, they should act like they never existed in the first place. Then we had another one. This one's from Georgia. Georgia said, my grandfather hung on a tree next to one of those Confederate flags and that Robert Lee statue. So how dare they say that there's no significant ties to anyone's hurt or pain. You know, I hear you, Georgia. I mean, I remember hearing stories about even my grandmother saying how, you know, they were in the cotton fields when she was a little girl, and when they were no longer sanctioned, for lack of better words, to be in the fields, she said a lot of people didn't know what to do. You know, a lot of people were in that mentality like, well, slavery is the best thing that happened to us because we don't know anything else outside of that. You know, we would take it from a country, a land, and, you know, we were used to one thing, and now it's something else. So we definitely have a lot to say about that. Also, we're going to talk about Takiyah Thompson. Yes, homegirl that climbed up on that monument, tied the rope, and they pulled that puppy down. Mm-hmm. Takiyah Thompson was taken in for charges. They said that she is in for defacing property, and we'll have more of that story in as well. Also, David Duke giving Trump a high five and a hands up. Really, Sessions wants to give subpoenas out for those that participated in the quote-unquote alt-left, and they said that they need to be held responsible for that. So what is the real reason for the flip-flop? At first, David Sessions was condemning what took place. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to put subpoenas and sanctions for those who participated. So we want to know, you know, do you think David Duke is behind that? Do you think that they got some kind of backlash for supporting it? We want to know. And then lastly, the Business Council, the one that has been around since 1933, okay? That's how significant and important it is. Since 1933, the Business Council has been in existence and has been side by side with top leaders of the executive branch of the government. Now, 45 wants to get rid of the Business Council because CEOs are leaving in droves because of what happened with his late response as it relates to what took place in Charlottesville, Virginia. So, again, we want to know what you think. Tell us, you know, do you think that she should have been arrested? We're talking about Takiyah Thompson. Do you think that Heather, the young lady that was unfortunately massacred and killed during that Charlottesville debacle, Heather Heyer, you know, there's, I think it was called the Daily Storm. The Daily Storm was actually removed from any domain. They are going to have to change their whole getup. But they were removed because they were told what they were talking about was hate. They were labeling Heather as a fat slob, as a childless BI, you know what else. And they basically said that that was better for her to no longer be in existence. So, I mean, I think that was a little rude, a little rough, a little mean, a little disrespectful to talk about the deceased the way that they did. But, you know, that's crazy. We also have some really other cute news. Bonnie Tyler is going to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart during the eclipse. Do you have your glasses? Are you ready? What is going on? So, again, if you want to go ahead and call in, you could go ahead and do so by dialing 619-639-4644. All calls will be screened because of the nature of this call, I mean of this show. Or if you just want to comment, you can go ahead and do that too. Time now is 10:08. You're listening to the Ms. Optimism Speaks radio show, and we are broadcasting, talking about what is going on. So trending right now in Durham, North Carolina, Takiya Thompson is hailed as a hero. She is showered with support for toppling the Confederate statue. People are loving her. They said that she's facing felony charges in the wake of the Durham, North Carolina protest. And they're saying that she should not have done that. However, at the press conference, she was receiving standing ovations and was saying that she is a hero, a hero, a hero, a hero. So let's find out what they're saying. They said that she is being arrested for vandalism. Okay, so a statement from Sheriff Mike Andrews says, I am grateful the events that unfolded Monday evening did not result in serious injury or in the loss of life. But the planned demonstration should serve as a sobering example of the price we all pay when civil disobedience, are you ready for this, is no longer civil. Before the protest, my staff met with our community partners to discuss how to safely and appropriately respond to the protest. County leaders were aware of the risk of damage of the Confederate statue, as well as potential risk of injury to the public and officers should deputies attempt to control the crowd. Collectively, we decided that restraint and public safety would be our priority. And as a sheriff, I am not blind to the offensive conduct of some demonstrators, nor will I ignore their criminal conduct. With help of video that captured the scene, my investigators are working to identify those responsible for the removal and vandalism of the statue. My deputies show great restraint and respect for the constitutional rights of the group expressing their anger, as well as disgust for the recent events in our country. Racism and incivility have no place in our country or in Durham, and I am asking both city and county leaders to establish guidelines and safe spaces for protesters to prevent demonstrations from becoming disruptive and, as we witnessed in Charlottesville, dangerous. Rightfully, and they just go on and on and on how they were talking about the safety of the statue. However, because of the videos, they were able to find who was the exact person that took down the statue. So Takiya Thompson, a 22-year-old student activist who participated in tearing the statue down, okay, she said enough was enough. She was, she's been released from jail, and Thompson is now one of four people as of Wednesday afternoon who have been arrested for damaging the monument and a move that people are saying is just unjust. On Monday, Thompson and several other demonstrators removed the Confederate soldiers' monument. And in doing so, they did that in front of the local government offices in Durham. Now, people were saying it was a public protest, and other people were saying it was outright vandalism. How dare she get rid of that statue? It wasn't bothering her. She had no business doing that. And unfortunately, this was a response to the Unite the Right rally that was held by white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend. So Thompson is a student at Historically Black College in North Carolina, which is North Carolina Central. I wish they didn't put her information out there because people who are really upset with her are really going to be after her, for a lack of better words. So people would say, breaking, Takiya Thompson, who climbed to the Confederate statue in Durham, is in solidarity, was arrested. Drop the charges. So a lot of people saying, drop the charges, drop the charges. Don't even charge this woman for what she did because, again, that statue was offensive, and it appeared as if no one was going to do anything about it. So that's why Takiya did what she did. So do you think that she was right? Do you think that she had a point in what she was doing? Do you think that she went about it the wrong way? Do you think that she should have been arrested or not be arrested? You let me know by going to the page, again, www.midoptimism.com, or you could go to my page and let people know what's going on and why it's important to talk about what's going on in our nation. I mean, right about now, the racial tension is thick. I'm talking like seriously thick, thick like a ribeye, you know, that kind of thing. And the problem with that is, you know, you don't want people to get to the point where now they feel that their voices are not heard. You don't want to get to the point where people are feeling that their voices are not valued. You also don't want to get to the point where people are feeling like, why should we even bother? Because leadership isn't even helping us out. And that's a segue to the next topic. There's just so much that's going on with this, and there's so many things that's wrong with this whole entire situation. I mean, we shouldn't have to wait until an elected official says something about this. It's wrong, and we know it's wrong, and because it's wrong, we need to just say something about it. Call a spade a spade. You know, look, it was wrong. I know people are angry, you know, and President Obama said it most. I didn't create the racism. You created the racism with your intolerism of me being a president. You know, back in the day, you have to remember, we weren't even allowed to have a job, let alone run, you know, be in office as the highest elected official in the entire world, you know? So there are a lot of people who are extremely angry about this, and because they're angry, they're trying to show just how pissed off they are by talking about what's going on and also making sure that people, how can I say it, that people are no longer going to, you know, demonstrate the way that they did. So, again, if you want to go ahead and talk about what you would talk about, please, you know, you could go ahead and do so. Or, again, you go to my website and talk about it. It is 10:15 Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Ms. Optimism Speech Radio. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. And, we'll be right back. All right, so we have one break on one show, and I'm actually broadcasting more than one show. So that's the reason why it was a little bit of a little delay. So we're going to keep talking about this. I cannot wait to hear some of your thoughts and some of your opinions as it relates to, you know, as it relates to the actual events that took place this weekend. Don't be shy to give me your thoughts or opinions. And again, these are your thoughts and opinions, and they're valued just like anybody else's. If you thought that they were wrong, say they were wrong. If you thought they were right, let us know what you think. But by all means, please make sure that you continue to talk about your right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, so we are back. You are on the Miss Optimism Speech Radio Show, and we are live not only on two stations, but on Facebook. So if you want to comment about something, let us know, and we will definitely honor your comment. Or if you want to call, please go ahead and do so. We are more than welcome to listen to your comments. And also, if you want to speak and talk about what's going on, go ahead and do that as well. The phone number again is area code 619-639-4644. Again, 619-639-4644. Or you could text the show 302-364-0886. Again, that is 302-364-0886. And we will definitely share your comment on air, but you have to let us know what you want to say. Any rude or disrespectful comments will definitely not be read. So, again, we are on live right now. I am so excited about what's going on. Unfortunately, some other people are not excited with what's going on because of all the turmoil. I have never seen anything like this. Like, this is getting to the point now where, you know, people are afraid to talk. People are afraid to do anything because they're saying, like, wow, you know, we can't have our opinion because if we have our opinion, we're going to be viewed as this. You have some people that don't want to talk about anything because they feel if they say something, then people are going to say, well, if you believe in this, then we can't support you. And that's not how America was meant to be. That's not how we were, you know, founded. I mean, even though we were founded on some really jacked up stuff, at the end of the day, it ended up being something totally different. So I want to hear your opinion on the following story. What do you think about, I'll say number 45, for lack of a better word. What do you think about number 45 all of a sudden backtracking on his statement? So on Saturday, you know, when the situation happened, you know, he had this really bland response about what took place in Charlottesville. It was very generic. It was very as matter-of-fact-ish. It was very, I don't want anything to do with this, but I have no choice but to say something because. And people were really upset about it. So then, all of a sudden, he came out with this fiery, you know, oh, everybody is wrong, the Klan, this person, that person, and we shouldn't tolerate this type of racism, you know, so on and so forth. And then all of a sudden, he changes his statement again. And this time he's like, well, both sides were wrong, and this person shouldn't have said that, and this person shouldn't have did this, and this is why it was wrong, and no one should have went. They came with, you know, all of these, you know, bats and weapons and blah, blah, blah. We should not have had that happen. If he's trying to say that if the people who came to counter-protest didn't say anything, then possibly there would have been no incident. What do you think about that? I mean, honestly, it's kind of wrong because you have people that are saying, you know, hey, my right to demonstrate is not honored. My right to say what's right or wrong is not honored. So how is it that these alt-right, as they call themselves, are allowed to protest, but when we come to protest against it, we're wrong? Almost to the point where Jeff Sessions said that he's going to issue subpoenas for those who participated in the alt-left protest. He said that when he finds out who were protesting, he's going to have strict sanctions against them because they should not have disrupted the peaceful protest that took place. So anytime you feel that it's peaceful to have Home Depot tiki torches and, you know, shields and pepper spray and all that other stuff, there is something wrong. So people are saying now that tapes are being rewound, tapes are being viewed as we speak so that they can see who are the people that actually took place in this alt-left, that's a new title for it, in this alt-left demonstration. They're saying that this was wrong, they had no business doing it, and in doing so, they want strict penalties for those people. So my question is this, and it goes back to the NFL protest, boycott protest. Why is it that some First Amendment rights are honored and others are not? Why is it okay for those to say, okay, thank you, Nick, for those to say, I can protest for racism, and I think that, you know, blacks, Hispanics, you know, Jews and homosexuals are less of a person than us, and we could protest and talk about it, but the minute, you know, you say something about it on the opposite side, you're wrong, you're breaking the law. Okay, so let's go on with Colin Kaepernick, for example. Cap is minding his business, peacefully protesting, which is his right. He could do that. That is his right. He can protest if he wants to because we all have our rights for peaceful protest. He didn't hit anybody. He didn't throw the football at anybody. He didn't spike the football at a fan. He didn't say anything offensive. All he did was sat one time and he kneeled another time. So now he is basically blackballed from the NFL. I don't care what you say. Oh, no, he's not blackballed. Yes, he is. Because anytime a team remotely seems like they're going to bring him on, remotely seems like they that they have interest in him, then the fans are like, if you do that, we're going to boycott. So now you have people who are boycotting the entire NFL. Why? Because their amendment rights are being disrespected. And that's not cool. So now you have like organizations like Kappa Alpha Psi, which is a Black Greek letter organization that is actually writing the NFL and letting them know, listen, what you're doing is bullcrap, and our member, because Cap is a Kappa, our member, his rights are being violated. So let's look at it like this, and I love the NFL. That's why I'm not calling anyone's names out specifically because I don't want to put the wrong person to the crime. But you have Plaxico, well, okay, I'll say something. You have Plaxico Burress, who shot himself with his own gun. He did a year and a half time. He was able to play when he came back. You have Michael Vick that served some time. He wasn't even fighting the dog, but the dog fighting was happening at his house. However, he was able to come back. You had Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, well, I don't want to call him Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger, who raped two women, and it was proved that he raped these women, as well as other accusations that he did, but he's allowed to play. Then you have, let's see, wife beaters, close to killing your wife beaters, criminal charges for theft, stealing cars, breaking in houses, all kinds of foolishness. You have DUI charges, DWI charges. You have escaping from the law. You have all these other criminal acts that took place, but they're allowed to play in the NFL. However, someone who did not break a criminal law, but maybe it could have been ethical to the NFL, but you have someone who broke a non-criminal law that's being treated as if he himself nailed Jesus to the cross. I mean, I'm not understanding that. Why is it that Cap can't play, but everyone else can play? Why is it that the peaceful protesters on the alt-left cannot protest, but the ones on the alt-right can? We have to figure out why peaceful protests are standing up for all, not just black, not just white, not just Hispanics, not just in everybody, okay? Why is it that whenever someone is standing up for the rights for all people, for the rights for all people's choices, that it becomes illegal? I'm not getting that. I can see if the alt-left came with guns and their own tiki torches from Home Depot. Yeah, we caught that. Y'all got your torches from Home Depot. And that's why Home Depot doesn't have any more down in Virginia. But anyway, we understand that you want to have your protest, and we understand that you have all that, but why is it that the ones who were actually peaceful and didn't have weapons are the ones that's being penalized? It just doesn't make sense. Okay, so the time now is 10:23. It is 10:23 Eastern Standard Time. If you want to call in and talk about it, why Kaepernick's rights are being violated, but other people who are doing malicious acts are not violated, or why is it that number 45 is backtracking on his statement after he made this illustrious, you know, all supremacist groups are wrong, but then all of a sudden you backtrack on it, and then you get the high five and thumbs up from David Duke. So we're going to talk about that. If you want to call in, it's 619-639-4644. Again, 619-639-4644. We definitely want to hear your comment, or you could definitely go online and just answer on this live video for all those who are watching. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Or you could also go to our website, www.MsOptimismSpeaks.com. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are having a great, great time. These comments are coming in. So one person said the reason why Kaepernick is getting this type of burn is because he stood up for black people. Had he stood for, oh my gosh, I can't believe he just said this. Had he stood for something like right to sex the animal, like some people down south do, or right to do something like have an extra Groundhog Day, no one would have cared. But the fact that he stood up for black rights is the reason why he is being burned. All right. That came from an anonymous person from a 404 area code. I'm not quite sure about the sleeping with animal part, but yeah. Okay. We're going to go back to the trending stories. I want to break it up with some kind of good news. So Bonnie Tyler, I mean, back in the day, I remember she had this song called Total Eclipse of the Heart. And I was singing my little heart out. My mother walked in my room and was like, who are you singing to and why are you singing that hard about whomever? And I just really liked the song. So, hey, what's up, Saint? So Bonnie Tyler is going to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart during the eclipse. How freaking stinking cool is that? Now, remember, if you're going to go out there with looking at the eclipse, you want to make sure you have the right glasses. And they already said on the news that there have been manufacturers creating fake glasses. That means you're going to burn your eyes and you're going to wonder why you can't see the next day. Please make sure you buy the correct glasses in order for you to watch this eclipse, and you will be able to listen to Bonnie Tyler sing her song. Talk about a comeback and making some money off of a song that's like 20 plus 30, I'm not telling my age, blankety blank years old. We'll just say it like that, okay? So shout out to you, Bonnie Tyler, on that. Now, let's go back to some more bad news. American Manufacturing Council, also known as the Business Advisory Council, is now being disbanded by the brat in chief. Are you serious? He is actually dismantling something that has been around forever and ever and ever. Should I say it again? And ever. So he just, I don't understand it. I just understand it. So, mind you, it took 2 days and 7 hours for the brat in chief to report what happened in Charlottesville and to give a flaky comment. But now it took him less than 30 minutes for him to condemn the CEO of Merck for leaving. He made this big, big grandstand tweet calling those guys need to get away anyway because it's better off without them. And he called them grandstanders. He accused them of leveling against the firing of James Comey, all kinds of foolishness and duckery, but let's change a D to an F, all kinds of that mess, okay? So now he wants to show the world that his daddy can beat up their daddy or more or less, something like that. So Trump fired off a tweet just saying he didn't need those guys, and he is dismantling the Business Advisory Council. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? So the Business Advisory Council, for those who don't know, they're the ones that's like the left hand to the actual president. They're the ones on these top companies that give the president some advice, you know, how to restructure business ventures and all that other stuff. They're there because they have to help the president, because he's talking about, oh, we're going to bring more jobs to America, and we're going to do this in a bigly fashion, okay? But he's not doing that by dismantling it. It does not make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. Anytime you have an opportunity to expand business in the United States, anytime you have an opportunity to have creation of jobs and everything like that, it's just sad. It's just sad, okay? They're the ones who achieve a big mission as it relates to getting business out there, okay? Their purpose is to help businesses who may have, what's the word I'm looking for, that may not be heard, you know? They help those businesses that can try to, you know, big it up. And it's a liaison between businesses and the top leaders in the executive branch of government. So now, for those who voted for 45, now you have no liaison between the businesses and the executive branch of the government. So essentially what you're saying is you don't want job growth. You're saying that you don't want better job offers. You're saying that you don't want to expand the jobs that are already out there to make them bigger and better. You're saying basically you don't want bigger and better business. Okay? I mean, this is huge. Why he's disbanding this? Like, I'm not understanding. If you're not upset, I'm not understanding why. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, like, it's just been a firestorm that people said. They said that, you know, because he's upset that people were dropping, that's the reason why he did that. But the reason why people were dropping from the Business Council wasn't so much because of America or the executive branch. People were dropping from the Business Council because they were pissed off that the president, in which the environmental enterprise factors are blurring those businesses, because by them staying on the council, that's saying in a sense that they agree with the action and they agree with everything that's happening right now with the president. Someone just sent me, this is this in. I don't know what's going on. The Washington Journal sent it. We got to make sure that it's true or not. But they're saying that that it's looking like Special Counsel Mueller will catch President Trump and his three eldest children committing the first ever reality show assisted financial crime, all by collaborating a $350 million bank fraud related to the Trump Soho condominium hotel. Now, we already know that the hotel has been having a lot of problems. Everything with his name in it has been having problems, from hiring illegal immigrants to not paying their workers and everything that comes in between. So now what they're saying is that – I got to read it out loud. They're saying that the three eldest children participated in a cover-up to keep borrowing massive construction loans on a hotel, and they pitched on an NBC Apprentice from failing during a financial downturn. They earned $3 million from the fraud just last year alone. But the thing – and this is post-election, okay? So they're not supposed to have any money attached to their business. They were supposed to have been dissolved. So Trump Soho developers screwed their employees, so they sued for racketeering. I mean, like, when you do something to somebody, naturally, it's going to come back to you. So it looks like there's a lot of answering that number 45 is going to have to do. Because, I mean, again, this is absolutely ridiculous. Every time you turn around, it's something else that has to do with some kind of laundering, fraud, racism, something that has to do with it, and it does not make sense. Wow. That's all I can say. Let's move on to another story with Amazon, because we're about to end in a little bit. Trump said, once again, here he is. Trump says Amazon does great bigly damage to retailers. Amazon is causing great damage to taxpaying retailers, because what's happening is Amazon's got it right. They are doing everything they can in order to have, you know, what people want. They want it right now on the spot. They don't want to get out of bed and get dressed and go to the supermarket. They don't want to get up and get out of bed and go to Lowe's or wherever. They want to go online, push enter, order, and keep it moving. And Trump is saying that that's not good. That he's saying that this is whack. He's saying that people should not do this. It's taking away from the taxes from other businesses, and this is wrong, wrong, wrong. But it's tremendously wrong. So, one more time, rump twist the facts. We need to beware. This is an hour ago, okay? So I'm going to read the facts about what he said. He said that it's taking away from taxes and that it's really bad that Amazon is doing what they're doing. He said, So they're saying that Trump took an aim at Amazon and a barbed text, okay? So he took to Twitter once again. I mean, I don't know who his advisors are, but his advisors need to tell him, get off of Twitter. Twitter is not your friend. Twitter is definitely your downfall, okay? And he said this time he went against Amazon. Its owner, Jeff Bezos, also owns the Washington Post, and appeared to accuse the online retail giant of avoiding taxes, killing jobs, and hurting the American community. All of that in under 140 characters. He said Amazon is doing great damage to taxpaying retailers, towns, cities, and states throughout the U.S. being hurt, many jobs being lost, okay? Trump's tweet makes three different claims packed into less than 140 characters. That makes it difficult to judge his overall accuracy in one tidy truth-o-meter reading. So we already know that the truth-o-meter is out for this man, okay? Because he has been lying and lying. Every time we turn around, he's lying about one thing or the other, and that's the point that people are trying to say. So Amazon, we're going to break it down, okay? Amazon's doing great damage to tax-paying retailers. So he's implying that Amazon pays no taxes compared to tax-paying retail. That's wrong. We previously dealt with Trump with pants on fire for this claim. Like any other business, Amazon pays taxes on the corporate income, property, payroll, and unemployment insurance level. So while Amazon takes advantage of tax breaks and loophole, it pays federal corporate tax and charges sales tax in 46 U.S. jurisdictions. And last year alone, Amazon paid $412 million in federal, state, and local foreign taxes, okay? Amazon's tax policy for customers has evolved through the years. So when it comes to the sale of an Amazon product, the company now collects taxes on states where tax sales exist, plus the District of Columbia. This includes all states except Alaska, which doesn't have sales tax, Delaware, Montana, New Hampshire, and Oregon. However, Amazon continues to face criticism not to take state taxes from third-party sellers. Okay, number two, towns and cities and states throughout the United States are being hurt. So while it's wrong to say Amazon pays no taxes, it's true to say Amazon does not collect taxes on every transaction it's involved with. But again, we said why. The reason the online giant can collect sales taxes in some cases but not in others traces back in the 1992 Supreme Court ruling. Now, mind you, Supreme Court ruling, which is part of the executive branch. Okay, let's go on. Quill Corp versus North Dakota. That decisions effectively block states from forcing online retailers to pay state and local taxes if the company doesn't have a brick-and-mortar property or employees in the state. Hello, that's Amazon, okay? So and while Amazon collects sales tax on its own sales, it's still permitted to forego collecting sales tax from third-party sellers. Some estimates are half of Amazon's total sales going through third-party lenders, I mean parties, okay? When you add up all the taxes that states have lost to due to online retail price by Amazon is no small amount. States place about $26 billion, said Max, okay? But they're saying that it's not beating up, okay? Internet retailing has reshaped the landscape, especially in rural towns and local communities that depend on brick-and-mortar stores to provide jobs. This is what he's saying, okay? But the economic impact of online retail is not black and white. So look at this. You have Amazon opening brick-and-mortar stores all over the place. You just had Amazon – oh, thank you, Nick. It's true. You just had Amazon open up all these point of sales where after you make the sale, you can go straight there and pick it up. You just had Amazon hire over 2,000 employees throughout the United States. So what is going on? Then you have him say, many jobs are being lost. It's bigly. It's tremendous. Well, again, he's blaming Amazon for destroying jobs. But meanwhile, Amazon has employed – over 527,500 workers. I don't get it. So how are you saying that Amazon is making people lose jobs? That's not true. What's happening is making people compete for more jobs with online commerce. So here's the thing, boys and girls. I always tell people, if your business does not evolve with the times, your business will dissolve over time. Don't take my saying. If the business does not evolve, if the business does not evolve over time, it will dissolve over time. And basically what I'm trying to say is this. If you have a business that is not willing to conform to the new wave of how business is being done, you're going to get left in. You're going to get left behind. You're going to get left behind, and what's going to end up happening is you're going to be the joke, pretty much. You're going to be the joke. So by doing that, You're not giving your business the opportunity to grow. You're not giving your business the opportunity to become global. You're not giving your business the opportunity to be reached by millions of people. Because guess what? I live in Delaware right now, but I darn sure will be going to Arkansas for a shirt. I don't care how cheap it is. However, if I see that same shirt online, guess who's going to get the sale? The store in Arkansas. You get the message what I'm trying to say? Stop blaming online retailers. It seems like every time he doesn't have his little tiny hands on something, it's wrong. Anytime he doesn't have his little tiny hands in a decision, it's not going to happen. And that's not how you run a country. That's not how you run a presidency. And that's surely not how you are becoming a leader. Leaders learn how to follow. Leaders listen. Leaders know how to say, okay, I have to make an unbiased decision about something. Not a biased decision based on your beliefs, not a biased situation based on your best friend's belief system, but what's right for all. And what you're doing is not right for all at all. Wait a minute, right for all. You know what I mean? It's not right at all. Okay? So right now it feels like we're back in the 60s. It feels like we're going backwards. It seems like we're not progressing. It doesn't seem like we're moving forward. It seems like we're stuck in a part of the free world when it wasn't free. It seems like we're stuck in a part that if you have a peaceful protest and you basically say what you feel without one weapon, you're wrong. Okay, so let's look at it like this. People are asking, how come the Klan, alt-right, and other neo-Nazi groups, how come they're not put on a hate register? However, Black Lives Matter is. Okay, how come they're saying that it's not right for having people to protest against inequality? But yet instead you could protest for inequality. I mean, you have people with huge signs basically saying death to Jews, death to gays, death to blacks, death to Indians, to Latinos, all that is wrong. Everybody has a heartbeat. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to feel loved. Everybody has someone that they love. Everybody has someone that they admire. Everyone has someone that admires them. And by you discounting that just because of what they look like, that's absolutely wrong. You cannot say that someone's value is less because they're not the same complexion as you. You cannot say that someone's value is less because of the fact that they may not have the same education as you. You cannot say that someone is valued less because they don't walk like you and believe in what you believe in. So when he goes online and when he goes to the microphone and the podium and he says, every American should have an opportunity to love what they love and believe in what they believe in. But then the next thing that you say out your mouth is, we're sending you back to your country. How dare you? And then you have, I know that was the other story. So then you had a mayor, an actual official, that told his constituents to go back to Africa. Yes, in today's time. Now, mind you, we didn't buy a freaking Greyhound ticket to come here. I mean, hello? So candidate Paul Gangemeni said, go back to Africa. If you don't like what's going on in America, for all you Black Lives Matters who doesn't like what's going on, Paul Gangemeni insists that he wants blacks to go back to Africa. How dare you? How dare you? You are running for a mayoral spot in Florida, in which most of your constituents are African American or mixed with, and you're telling them and their family and all of them around them to go back to Africa. How dare you? How dare you? I don't remember anyone saying, I'm a book a trip to America, let's go get killed, tarred, feathered, and maimed. I don't remember anyone saying in their daily diary, oh, I can't wait to go serve somebody else while all my civil liberties are taken away. That's not what happened. So for you to tell someone to go back to somewhere that we were taken from, it's totally disrespectful, and you should not have any type of opportunity to run for anything but a garbage can because you are filthy with your mouth, and it's disgusting. So we're going to find some good news before we end the show, because I don't want anyone to think that this is a pure, activism-only situation. I just want guys to know, what's right and what's wrong, plain and simple. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. If it's right, then it's right. That's it. I mean, plain and simple, you cannot put perfume and a cute bow tie on something that's wrong. You just can't. I mean, you can, but it's wrong, okay? So for anyone who's out there that loves Game of Thrones, well, HBO upload the next episode of Game of Thrones. I don't know anything about it. I really could care less. But there are some people who love who love the Game of Thrones. I can't get into it. I don't know why. I don't know. And I also heard that, and I want to pull it up to make sure I have the whole thing. Here it goes. Guess who is coming to Netflix, y'all? Yes, Shonda Rhimes is going to go to Netflix. Yes, they're going to Netflix. And she's leaving ABC for Netflix. So Shonda Rhimes has got her coins, got her marbles, put them in her bank account, and bounce. And I'm going to read the story to you. And this is really smart because now she can do business on her terms. She can do things the way she wants to do. Shonda Rhimes, oh, I got to read the story. You guys are going to love it. Shonda Rhimes is one of the best-known producers of television. She's making a leap from ABC to Netflix, and the timing could not be more significant. So you have to understand, she has shows like Grey's Anatomy. She has shows like, what's the other one? Grey's Anatomy, How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, all that stuff, right? So Grey's Anatomy will keep airing on ABC, but she will develop new shows exclusively for the streaming service. Now, remember, Shonda Rhimes had about 5 or 6 different shows up her sleeve that she was going to release out to ABC. Well, she's not, okay? So Grey's Anatomy is already on Netflix, so is Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. But now all her future shows will be premiering on the streaming service, giving families even more of a reason to sign up and stay subscribed. Talk about a business acquisition. Now, Netflix is no doubt paying a lot of money to poach Shondaland, but the terms of the multi-year deal were not disclosed. We know that doll is making some serious coins by doing that. Marvel's, oh, really, Nick? Nick says Marvel's leaving Netflix. Well, I guess that they're going to break even with them having Shonda Rhimes on Netflix now instead. So that right there is good news, and I think that that is good news for us to end the show this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to thank you so much for listening to our show. We have so much to say, as you can see, but we just got to make sure that we have it in some really good time for you, and we don't want to hold you up on the radio. So, again, your girl, Miss Optimism, I am signing out, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in and for supporting the show. We'll be back next week, and we will have some more news for you. We're going to try not to talk about 45 as much because I don't want to take up all my time with him. But I mean a daggone it. Every time we turn around, he's doing something crazy to make sure that he stays in the news. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are out. Thank you so much for having us on, and everyone, have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.